Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Big Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Oh, baby, we used to drink alcohol while we recorded this podcast. Now we all drink coffee. This is you're listening to the Fig Cave, the caffeinated Fig Cave here, right? Yeah, no, that's the Tony Khan caffeination.
Uh-oh.
This is
Wednesday.
Yeah, this is, you know what that means. Welcome to the Fig Cave, guys. I got Tommy Paradise and Nikki Choke up in Connecticut. As Joe Rogan called it, the road between, what did you say?
The road between New York and Mass.
Yeah, yeah. I think I like Connecticut. He's selling the Connecticut short. Connecticut is very nice. I have no complaints about Connecticut. There's a lot of New Yorkers there, but I mean, I don't blame them. It's probably a lot cheaper to live there, and it's beautiful in Connecticut.
No, it's fucking expensive as hell to live here.
Well, compared to like living in like the city, you know, New York City or something.
Yeah. But it's still.
Companies
want to do business here because the taxes are insane.
Oh, okay.
That's how Sacred Heart got that whole GE campus, dude. They were like, yeah, we're moving to Boston because of taxes.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to sell the entire school to a religious institution. So no taxes there.
Mm-hmm.
Beat it, Connecticut. And they were out. They were out.
I wonder what Lego's going to do because they're the next ones to leave.
They're not gone already?
2025.
Guys, we're losing them here. We're losing them here. This is a wrestling figure podcast. Let's go.
At least Legos are toys.
No, dude, when you drive up that road, like it's like you see Lego and then you take the left, and was it Milton Bradley? You're like,
yeah,
this is cool. But you know, then they're all like closed and shit.
And there's a jail in between them.
Yep, there's a huge prison.
Yeah.
All right. Super Bowl week. So we're going to preview that tonight. We got some breaking news in the wrestling figure biz as of today that we need to talk about. But as always, we are sponsored in part by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Make sure you use code FIGCAVE to save you 10%. And check out our YouTube page. We got a bunch of fun stuff up there, cranking it out for the Patreon, for the YouTube. Our buddy Michael LaPuma doing his Fig Cave room tours with folks. Nick Thompson was the first person. I don't know who's going to be number two. Maybe Chad Miller, right?
Just thinking we got to get on LaPuma about who's going to be next.
You guys need to clean your fucking rooms.
I do. Before WrestleMania, I will be all set to go. I might get a nice bottle of something for our buddy Zachy Boy and see if he'll just come over and film it for me because he's a photog. He knows his stuff more than I do.
Mm.
I trust his vision. So we'll see. Anyway, Super Bowl this weekend, Chiefs, 49ers. Before we get into the wrestling figure talk. What are you guys doing for Super Bowl? And give me some of your early. They talked about this on the major pod. What are your earliest Super Bowl memories?
Ooh,
go ahead, Nick. Well, what am I doing? Is I'm probably going to have to figure out what streaming service has it, and if I already subscribe, so I can watch the game. I truly do not care. I will root for the 49ers because they're not the Chiefs.
Mm, there you go.
Mm.
But. Historically, dude, I remember going to like I remember the early like the what was it? I'm trying to think of my earliest one. Maybe the 49ers winning it. That was the late 80s, right? They beat the Bengals.
Yep, that was like 88.
Yes, I think that's the earliest one I remember. Remember the Giants winning a couple years later with Jeff? Was it Jeff Hostetler?
No, they won
a late season replacement
for that.
No, but I mean that there was one where he took over for what.
Was that 90
season?
Like early 90s?
Yeah, they beat the Bills there. That I remember.
Was that Hostetler? I thought that was Sims.
No, I thought Hostetler, he was like a late season replacement. Like that's why he became, you know, that's kind of the bump of his career. Yeah.
You might be right there. You might be right.
I feel like I should look it up, but I won't.
I'll look it up.
And then the disappointment of the Bills for sure.
They won a 91 against the Bills. Yeah.
You're my right. grandfather was there. That's actually my first memory, first Super Bowl memory. Like I remember him coming home with a bunch of like Super Bowl swag for me. I had like a card set from Super Bowl, whatever that is, 20, with all the Bills players, all the Giants players. It was during the Gulf War and they did like a thing with like they like for TV or whatever, they had things they held up that made like the American flag around the crowd. It was like a cardboard thing. My grandfather gave me that. And then I kind of remember like pretty much remember every Super Bowl after that. That's my first memory of Super Bowl. That was eight, I think, in that year. Eight 90 or 91. It was like eight, mm-hmm. yeah, eight or nine. But
I remember it being super boring. When I was a kid, I would only watch the Super Bowl with my dad because he would always make French onion dip and it would be delicious. And like I would just sit with him and like I had no, you know, we didn't have the Ravens yet, so I wasn't really into football. I would say I was a Packers fan in like the early 90s just because I like Brett Favre. But you know, the Cowboys won, and, you know, a couple just trounced the Bills. Then, sorry, your beloved Chargers, I remember them losing.
So the 49ers,
wow, yeah. Wow,
49-26, they lost, guys. 49
and then
26.
And then something happened with the Super Bowl. I think it was like the that Rams win on the goal line, and then you had the Patriots like, you know, come from behind with the Vinatieri field goal. And then I feel like since then Super Bowls have been pretty competitive for the most part for the last like 20 years. Like,
yeah,
they've been pretty.
Yeah,
like,
there was a run of NFC blowouts for sure, I think. And then
wasn't the Ravens 49ers want to blow out?
Well, they were about to score at the end. Crabtree missed a pass in the end zone. I think it was like a one possession game. It wasn't, it was close. It was 34-31.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't have been that close. I remember the lights went out because they wanted the 49ers to win. Maybe Taylor Swift's mom was probably dating somebody on the 49ers or something.
That was Beyonce's fault. Beyonce did that halftime show. I just did trivia tonight about halftime shows. So it's all fresh in my brain. 1991, New Kids on the Block. I can fire him off here.
What year was Janet Jackson with the
2004.
Yeah. Wow. 2004?
Yeah. It was like 2003, 2004. It was the Patriots Super Bowl, too.
That was like my first Super Bowl party with my college roommates, like getting back like the mini reunion we do every year for a while.
That was the first. I don't know why I remember this, but that Super Bowl was the first time I ever tried Guinness. I was like 21, 22, and I was like, yeah, let's fucking try this. But
heavy beer on a Sunday night, dude, when you got to work next day, smart.
But so it was one of those ones that had like the little CO2 ball in it, right?
Yeah.
So I opened the bottle and I pour it into a cup to drink it. I don't know why I did this. I was 21, 22. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I poured it into a cup and I started drinking. I'm like, my mind wants me to think that this is soda. And I couldn't process the fact that it was beer. It was so weird. And then I went to Ireland and loved it.
Looks like a flat Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going over to a buddy's house / my wife's cousin, who's a good buddy of mine, and he has people over, you know, for football all the time, and which I love because I love to be able to just make one thing, bring some nooners over. My responsibilities are done. His now fiance is like, I think she grew up in New Orleans, so she always has like stuff I've never eaten before, like crawfish and etouffee, and like what's that like soup that they make in New Orleans? That's so good. All that stuff. I'm like, God, why is there no like New Orleans type restaurant? Because all this food is like amazing. Shrimp, but it's one of those things you can't get like anywhere. And like, so she always hooks up. I think she had crocodile like last New Year's.
Damn. Whoa.
Which was good. Something like that. So so they make good food. And I'm just bringing some nooners and some corn dogs or something, you know.
I would do the exotic like glutton menu item like of the year. Like I think one year I did the bacon explosion thing. You ever see that?
Oh man, yeah.
You took like the bacon, you would lattice it, and then you would roll like sausage one way, bacon back over it, bake it, like put it on, slice it, put it on grams, because you know you needed the unhealthiest bread possible to put it on.
We're just chilling here. Logan's got a hockey game, and if he doesn't get suspended again, but we'll be home by like 4:30. So I think my old man's going to come over, maybe a friend or two, like not anything crazy. Honestly, I'm at the age where I feel like if it's like a blowout, I'm just going to fucking go to bed. I am excited. Yeah, I am excited to see Usher as a halftime show, though.
Yeah, he'll put on a good show. I'm trying to find a Taylor Swift shirt to just kind of troll people at the party.
Dude, is Luda going to perform? Because if I see you don't have to call live, dude, I might just that might be it for me.
Amazon has I Heart TS shirts for Taylor Swift, and that's multi-purpose for you because you love Tom Sliney.
Oh, I do love Tom Sliney.
Tom
I love
Sapienza,
Tom Selleck.
Tommy Sapienza.
Tommy Selleck. Tanya. Tanya. No, fuck.
Nope, that doesn't work.
I think, no. I was gonna say Tanya Stevens. I don't know who the hell that is. That's just, it's probably a porn star or something.
Might be too slow, but I'm gonna rock the NFL t-shirt. That's what I like to wear at the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
just supporting the league,
support the brand. That's a Rob Lowe move.
I just hope I just hope both teams have fun and Patrick Mahomes' dad doesn't get arrested again.
Yeah,
well, too soon.
By the way, go 49ers. I don't know if I said that part.
Yeah, I'm pulling for. I think the Chiefs will win, but I'm pulling for the 49ers. So, we will do. If you are a Patreon subscriber, every Friday we've been doing our Friday night Snackdown. What did I make last week? Something kind of healthy. I'm going to try to do something a little less healthy this week.
It's like a faux pizza, like a faux pizza topping kind of.
It was a vegetable pizza, a vegetable. Yeah, vegetable. This time I'm going to do a little dip action. So, Nick, you've been putting some stuff up there too. Tom, I need your fat boy side to come out.
I was going to say all three of us are going to do something for Super Bowl, right?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Triple threat.
Let's do it.
Match. We don't know if anybody's making any of these things, but we're just going to keep doing them because we probably, like me, I always feel like I should put out my recipes or my, and it's like, oh shit, now I really have to do it.
Sure. Content, baby. Content. I like it too.
You love cooking, Nick. I know you do. And I do too.
It's the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do it enough, but when I do it, I enjoy it. I was going to do a dip too, but I already had one. Dips. Yeah. I already had one in my brain ready to go.
The best thing about cooking when you have people over is you can kind of like not be the social person. You know what I mean? You can kind of like talk if you want, but then you can like pretend to look busy and like,
oh, I cracked my dad's code after like all the years. I was like, oh, he just hides at the grill and doesn't talk to anybody unless you want to talk to him.
Yeah. Just clicks the tongs a couple times, you know?
Yep. Yeah. You got to test them. You got to test them.
Yep.
My kitchen is built for that. My kitchen was built for people to come over and fucking bullshit while I cook.
Yeah, you have a good kitchen.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was, providing nourishment for everybody. I didn't know what you said.
that island the size of Rhode Island in your house.
Yeah,
size of my house.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Okay, let's talk about some in-the-ring wrestling stuff before. We don't really talk about this too much, but people are losing their minds about the fact that The Rock has stepped up and challenged Roman Reigns for WrestleMania, which I thought we already knew that was going to be the case months ago, but...
Has he, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just good television because people, you know, it's like one of those cliffhanger type of things when Game of Thrones, someone dies or something. Cody wins the Rumble, and now his spot gets taken, and, you know, I think it's all set up to really, you know, I think Dave Meltzer has now come out and said this. He first said this was The Rock's idea. Then he said it was WWE's idea to make Cody more of a baby face. So he's just covering all his bases. But what do you guys think of what's going on right now? I think it's good. It makes things interesting because you have, 70 days until WrestleMania? You got to fill this time. You know, if you just release the card, you can't have guys doing promos for 9 weeks before fucking Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only do it up to 52 weeks if it's Cena and The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. Oh god, cool. Yeah. Remember that?
That was the worst.
Once in a lifetime.
It was crazy too. Like that happened, and then like the vitriol online.
Yeah.
Whether it was in the Fig Cave, just general Facebook, social media, everything. Obviously, the We Want Cody hashtag now was like, I'm just not going to say anything for a few minutes because I don't want to argue with anybody. But I kind of thought at the beginning, I was like, like, they're not idiots. I get they want to make money, but they're not idiots. They can absolutely build the biggest baby face ever. Like, you know, if anybody that was getting sick of Cody, now you can, that many more people are getting behind them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe that's why.
So,
what about you, Tom? You agree it's just all part of the show?
It's all part of the show. I know you posted it too, but like the whole thing about the signs looking the same and so, like WWE handed them out or whatever. It was the same thing with like the Cesaro section signs and like Bailey, I'm a hugger signs. Like they all were the same thing. I don't know if people were handing those out or not, but they all looked the same. Whether this was a real play or a real, you know, real thing where The Rock pulled the power move and was like, now that I'm on the board, this is what I'm fucking doing. It's whatever it is, it's working. It's got people talking about the product. It's got people watching the product. It's got hashtags going viral. They're doing it right. Whatever they're doing, whether it was on purpose, by accident, I think it was on purpose. I think this was the plan the whole time, but they know what they're doing. And I think we're going to get Cody and Roman night one, and then The Rock for the title, and then The Rock and Roman night two at Mania for the head of the table. That's my prediction. Man.
I think you flipped that. I think
I'm with you, Nick. I think it's reversed.
You really think The Rock is going to wrestle night one?
Yeah, and I think he loses. I think you got to give Roman a win first.
Yeah, Roman gets the win for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cody, I mean, if you want to crown the leader of the next generation, Cody has to walk out night two. But
that's true. You got to give him that moment, I guess.
The problem is that the Rock Roman match is not going to be good.
No,
it is going to be 7 minutes long. It is going to be like when Goldberg and Lesnar were for the title. Mm-hmm. It just is like,
I was saying that to friends today. I go, this is like every, like the Rock is obviously in phenomenal shape, but is he in ring shape? Like that's, those are two different things.
Big difference. I mean, coming from three of the most athletic guys you can talk to, but you're totally right.
Everyone knows I'm a cardio king. I'm a cardio king.
You are. And you get the
bit of a workhorse. Yeah.
Cast to show it. But I like what they're doing. I'm excited. People that were saying they were going to sell their WrestleMania tickets, I was like, okay, you can sell them to us because we need night two tickets.
Yep.
Because it's pretty. I mean, just let it play. People don't do this with anything else. People don't do this when there's a bad episode of Modern Family or something. Like, what are we doing here? It's a TV show. Just let it happen. They're not all going to be winners. You're not going to like everything.
I heard you guys burned your Julie Bowens 8x10 autograph.
Oh my God. She's a Baltimore girl. I couldn't do that.
I love her.
You had mentioned something. This is a good segue. There's a contest going on right now for Burger King. You can win $1 million if you come up with the next like Whopper for their menu. So yeah. I think we need to brainstorm here, or we can all come up with our own. I'm bad at this now. Because I'm such a plain. I used to be kind of adventurous. I used to like the mushroom, onions, Swiss bacon kind of guy on my burger, and now I'm just like a ketchup, mustard, lettuce guy. And cheese. I just want like a backyard something somebody would make on 4th of July type of burger. You know. I don't want to go fancy,
dude. I'm a bacon and cheese guy. Like on all my burgers, I just need bacon, cheese. Even most of the time, I'll switch from cheddar to American. Now, if you want to do a new sauce, I think that's big. Like, don't call it Chipotle, but you could do like a Chipotle based mayo or aioli. Yep, aioli.
I love a burger with bacon, lettuce, egg, and mayo.
Oh, egg is good on a burger.
I fucking love egg on a burger.
I'm curious how like a McDonald's or Burger King like egg would be on one of their burgers.
You'd have to just do like the Egg McMuffin egg, probably, right?
Like, but it's so circular. It's like thick. Oh,
yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think it would work like the round egg as they call it.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in trying that.
With it being Burger King, though, I feel like you have to have onion rings on it. Some form, right?
I feel like they've done every kind of burger. They've probably had some sort of barbecue onion ring burger before. They've probably
The rodeo burger. Fucking love that thing. It was on the 99-cent menu.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. 99-cent
menu. I got some menu now to see. Like, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say on the topic of sauces, I just got some kind of special sauce from this brand, Sir Kensington's.
Oh yeah.
This stuff is a fucking 10 out of 10. This is like it's almost like a Big Mac sauce, but it's like perfect on like a sandwich instead of mayonnaise. It's good on eggs. It's like my new go-to like condiment.
Which one's that called? So the Kensington's.
I think it's just called special sauce.
Oh, okay.
You might be wrong. I'll send you a picture. I'll put it in the Facebook group after the episode.
You know the just eggs and the just mayo. You ever seen those? That brand?
No.
Yeah.
It's like J-U-S-T going down. They had a just like Chipotle mayo, and it was the greatest sauce. I put it on everything for about 3 years straight, and then it just disappeared from the shelves everywhere across. I was like messaging their Facebook page, like, is this gone forever? Is this, I don't understand what's happening? You've ruined my life.
We should put a post in the Facebook group about this because I want to hear what everybody else's burger. I don't know. You're gonna have to go off the wall if you're gonna make it. But it also has to be, if it's gonna be on the menu, it's gonna have to be something that it's gonna sell. Like, I feel like you could put an egg on a burger, but the most, you know, I say it all the time, the people in Lunch Meat South Dakota are not gonna buy a burger with an egg on it. You know what I mean? They're just, they want their A1 on their ketchup on their steak and, you know, whatever. But
Do they change their burger, like their meat? You think is that something?
Oh, you could do a little. Yeah, you could do a little.
Oh, this is an Angus like
turkey, a turkey like burger. How about a turkey, like a turkey, like a Thanksgiving sandwich, but with a turkey burger.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What about like a surf and turf, where you take like the burger patty and then the big fish patty.
Oh,
put that together. Maybe some bacon.
I like the Mooyah, the hamburger dog, where they just chop up a hot dog and put it on the bacon cheeseburger.
Oh man,
that was gonna be my next stuff. My next thing: take the Whopper and throw some chicken fries on it.
Now we're percolating. There you go.
And some bacon, or the breakfast hash browns, like they have they're the circle ones. Fuck yeah, give me that.
Has anybody tried that? Anybody tried that double Big Mac at McDonald's?
So I had that. I didn't know that was a thing. Now I haven't been to McDonald's in like a week. But like,
I thought you were gonna say,
extended period of time.
But I remember going to McDonald's like in high school on a trip to Canada, and we stopped, and the double Whopper was a thing there, and it like took forever for it to get into America.
Customs, yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
the metric system. They don't have the metric system.
Yeah, they couldn't measure it. But I didn't know that was available in America now. What a time to be alive.
I have ordered a non like McDouble or double cheeseburger or regular cheeseburger. Those are my go-tos. I've ordered those 98% of my trips to McDonald's. Like, I probably had 10 Big Macs in my entire life, or Whoppers.
Wow. I used to be
it's always like the value menu burger.
You just do the two for like three. You know, it used to be like two for $2. Now it's like two for $5.
Two for four. Yeah. And then in the app, you can add the free fries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So you get a drink, that and a drink for about $5.50. That's the way to do it, guys. If you're not using the app on these sites, by the way, you know, for Dunkin', these restaurants,
I get something free from Dunkin' like every 2 weeks because, you know, I just go there so much.
Oh, McDonald's, Dunkin', dude.
It's good.
Me and Tommy from Legal will always get ahead. So many times we're like, you want us to go to have a Happy Meal at McDonald's before we go in? Yeah, let's go. Yeah. And we always have points for free Happy Meals.
Free Happy Meal, yep.
Yep.
You guys just reminded me, Raising Cane's is opening up here in the next couple weeks. I got to download their app.
Dude, I tried to go in Orlando. I told you the line was like 300 people deep. I was like,
yeah,
so let's go to this hot dog place, which ended up being the Portillo's just opened there too in Orlando.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's good. That was
so I got to get the app order amazing. Ahead.
All right,
that would have been a 2 hour wait.
Let's get into some figure news.
Oh,
I could talk about food.
Real quick in the news, I just want to say Justin Credible, I guess, is looking for handouts. I guess he's got something going on physically. His leg looks like shit.
Oh, no.
He's a Connecticut guy.
Marty,
he's asking for money and donations. Don't give him a fucking dollar.
Oh,
he is this dude. This guy's
a turn.
Yeah. This guy's not a good person. He stole from multiple people a lot of major marks. So he promised them Aldo Mass and books, and he took their money and then blocked them.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. I was telling Jack he should try to get him for the BCW line.
No, fuck that guy. He's got a whole leg full of karma. I don't like.
Ouch.
Like, all right, too bad. Sounds too bad. I mean, I don't use X, and like, but now I'm like using X just to like counteract anybody that's trying to support him.
He hijacked a Blitzkrieg Pro show a couple years ago. You can find that on YouTube. And it turned into like a whole thing. It went viral. But
Bicel brought him in for like a toy show, like doing autographs, and it was like he sold like 8 in 10 hours. Like,
damn. I would love an Aldo Montoya lead figure though, man. Jeez.
No, I don't want this guy to have a dollar.
Well,
that's
no,
why the whole time when they
maybe without his face, you know, it's just
he was like the free 8x10 in the crate one month, and I was like, I just kept writing on the whatnot. I was like, are you going to use the money that you're being paid for this to pay back all the people you stole from? I just kept writing in the whatnot stream. Fuck
them. Quick reminder: Saturday, February 24th, East Mountain Country Club, Westfield, Massachusetts.
Oh baby,
Blitzkrieg Pro. Everything is all right. Allie Catch, Heath Slater, baby. Bunch of other people. I don't have the graphic up right now, but the Fig Cave is sponsoring Heath Slater's match.
I love that they make the events centered around like pop punk like songs and shit. That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Jeremy, the promoter, is a big emo guy.
Nice.
Big punk rock guy. Yeah.
Let's get a wrestling. Do you know him? Can we get a wrestling promoter on the show? That'd be cool.
We could 100% get him on.
Yeah. That'd be a cool interview. Maybe a little Patreon exclusive.
Yeah. We had him on the running, but that was a couple years ago now. But
yeah. All right. Figure
guys,
news.
Breaking news. Sting and Darby are the AEW World Tag Team Champions.
Oh, good for them.
Peter Griffin. Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Good for them. I mean, you gotta put the young guys over. So
I do love Sting.
I do love Sting too.
I gotta fight DJ in trivia one night. Sting trivia one night. We need to have a showdown.
That could be a Patreon thing. I can host it.
I think I have a chance.
Oh, that would be a fun Patreon episode. Yeah. Nice.
I'm gonna write that down so we don't forget.
Yes, please do. Okay.
Be checking that Wikipedia, studying. Steve Borden.
All right. Figure news for the last time to try this.
I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
Dude, my God. CM Punk has signed with Zombie Sailor Toys Heels and Faces line. We saw today the renders. They went up for pre-order at zombiesailortoys.com. I think it's $40 for the figure. Looks pretty good. Looks nice. I'm surprised maybe this was signed before, in between AEW and WWE. I don't know. I don't really care. Yeah.
Zombie snuck right in there.
And the best part is he gets his dog Larry. Even though it's about the size of like a
fucking wolfhound
kid. Yeah. you get a Larry figure with it. His dog, the one that bit the Cucamonga kids on the ankles. $40. That's not bad. I was thinking this is going to be more expensive, but and he says this will be available. When, Nick? Summer, fall, he says?
Something like that, yeah. August,
doesn't
September,
say what
think,
year,
yeah.
He just says summer, fall. So that's... yep. But it's going to be worth the wait. It looks great. The carding looks good. I guess that picture is from AEW. I'm not too sure, but it got all the tattoos. Got the Pepsi tattoo on it. Looks great, man. It's a huge... I mean, obviously the biggest signing, I would say, of any independent wrestling company ever.
Yeah, I don't think anybody guessed that in any of the comments that I saw, Instagram, his Facebook post. That's huge, man.
A lot of people thought it was going to be Pillman, and then even the Major Pod was like, I think it's somebody outside of the wrestling world. They didn't know. So for them to be like so close to him and not know, I think is kind of crazy too. Are you guys grabbing this?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do two, and I'm going to do the quick flip on this one. Because all his exclusives, there's always someone that missed out on it, and then you can always probably pay for your two figures with, you know,
that's a good call.
Get a free figure out of it.
So, he's not even trying to hide that Cobra Commander tattoo on the picture either, on the packaging.
How do I post a picture in the comment section here? Because there's a picture of this dog, and you can, and it looks like you can see his little dog wiener in it.
I don't think you can share a picture in the chat. But.
All right, go to zombiesailor.com. Can you pull it up on your computer? Can you share your screen?
Yeah.
Who is that? Tommy from Legal here? That's in the. Or no, this is just your slide show.
Are we talking? We're talking dog dicks here.
I saw two Tommies at the bottom of the screen here, but that's just you sharing your screen. Okay.
All right, let me pull it up here.
Okay, if you guys go to zombiesailor.com in the slideshow of the pictures. There's one picture where little Larry is definitely pretty pronounced. I don't know if that's a photo error or something.
I'm trying to scroll on this, even though it's clearly Tom's computer. Like, why won't it go?
I don't know.
Am I in the right spot?
No, you're go down. Oh. Go down. No, not that one. Oh, the one. Oh. No. Go back. Right there, that one.
Oh my God!
Yes, Larry's got a piece, dude. Larry's got a real show of Benjamin down there.
He's hanging, dude. He's hanging and banging.
Whoa!
I might buy
dogs hanging dogs, dude.
Wow!
If you're a Patreon subscriber, you'd be able to see exactly what we're talking about. But you can go to zombiesailor.com. You get the Larry. You get the CM Punk. Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
This is a 2-week pre-order at zombiesailor.com.
I assume somebody will immediately change our Facebook page's banner to Larry's.
Mike Lanham.
Larry's piece.
If you don't want this, I would say if you pre-order it, there's going to be someone that's going to pay you double the price on eBay for it in about a year. So you have that going for you. But cool looking figure.
We should start doing pools though of when the figure will hit.
Oh, that's
we a should good start idea. Doing like yeah, start buying days like
when
like
it will like be delivered, like when it will be in someone's hands.
Yeah.
Oof, man. Summer? There's no way. How that if that happens, he would have to have all these already made, right?
He's got to be farther along. I mean, that looks more than just a digital rendering, right? That looks like a
yeah, true.
It's catching light, right?
Catching well, some light on the shoulder, yeah.
When did he leave AEW? May? No, June, July, June. I mean, he debuted at Survivor Series, so that's November.
Yeah, true. It had,
and he had
it
been gone like
2 month period, 3 month period there. So
yeah, and it so obviously in between there, so that he's been, I'm sure, working in silence here.
Yeah, I mean, pretty cool. I'm gonna say right now, you're not looking for this until Christmas this year.
I'm gonna say August, just because he got that head start, like we said, with him being from gone from AEW, and
yeah. He has gotten better with the One Man Gang was in stock, you know, so that went out
pretty October. Quick for I'm calling October on this.
Okay. You're going right in the middle. Price is Right
yeah.
style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody hold us accountable. Mike Lamb.
Yes. Some good news on the WWE front. Looks like Brian Pillman's daughter posted on her Instagram that her father, Brian Pillman's, signed a Legends deal. I guess his estate has signed a Legends deal with WWE. This might be bad news for our buddy Zombie Sailor, because if we start getting some Brian Pillman figures and they start cranking those out, he showed off a Brian Pillman 6-inch figure. I believe it was August 2022 is when he kind of teased a computer image of it. I think he talked about the Brian Pillman. He talked about a Jeff Jarrett figure. So if Pillman signed with Mattel, I mean, they're not going to be super quick, but I would say they would probably, you know, get a figure out of him in the next 12 to 14 months. If we haven't even seen a pre-order for that from Zombie Sailor, I don't know when we'll get that. So it'll kind of be a race to the end here. But I'm bearing the lead here. What do you guys want to see as far as a Pillman Mattel figure? This is awesome news.
What do we have so far? We have a Hollywood Blondes, right? We have two, yep. Don't we?
Hollywood Blondes, and you get a Legend, like loose cannon kind yeah, of
pre-Hart Foundation. Black and yeah, mostly black, little bit, yeah. And then there's the Bengals version, right?
Yep.
Yep. The answer has to be that the Hart Foundation, right? I mean, that would be so legit. That'll go with that Bulldog. Then really just we need the Owen eventually.
Yeah, with a Hart Foundation jacket, obviously, yeah.
Mm-hmm. An From Ultimate the time would be that sick.
I guess when I did not have WCW, the Hollywood Blondes to match Steve Austin from what 81, Elite 81 of the match
91, you mean?
No, Elite 81. That set is when Austin had the Hollywood Blondes. So
matching
version of that would be cool.
Yep. Yeah, that would be cool.
Thinking today, kind of your point, Phil, with Zombie Sailor, kind of obviously we don't know when his Brian Pillman's coming. WWE's there's not a whole lot of looks for Pillman. So like WWE or Mattel already has the Bengals tights with his Flying Brian shirt and his vest. Like already they could just upgrade that, make a greatest hits. Same thing with the Legends and bang those out pretty quick, probably, I would think, if they've already got the molds and everything, right? The pieces and everything. True. That, like now that they signed the deal, we could see a Pillman re-release at Mania.
Yeah, Ultimate, like a pre-order for an Ultimate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same way they did Cody.
That Zombie Sailor, was it like a street clothes, Nick? Was it a street clothes, like with jeans or something?
A little bit ECW, with the glasses, like the kind of...
Yeah, so I don't think Mattel's going to make us like a street clothes jeans. So I think Zombie will be safe in that respect. But either way, good news. I mean, that's a guy we always complain about. You know, the Legends figures are kind of a rehash of like 20 different people over and over. So,
We had to know it was coming too with his son getting signed.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were in talks. Part of it, yeah.
Somebody said do a 2-pack with him. And
oh, that would be sick.
His son, and I think Zombie say his is going to come with a gun.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he did. I don't know if it was like if I just saw that or if I thought I saw it or it was a joke, but I thought they said that his was going to come with a gun. Which I think.
Oh no, it is. Virtual. Yeah. I think we go back in Zombies. Somewhere on Zombies Instagram, it's in there.
You guys know off the top of your head how many? I know the answer to this. How many Instagram followers Taylor Swift has?
37.5 million.
Oh my god, so fucking off. that's probably what I would have said too.
140 million.
I was gonna say it's gotta be like 200 million.
280 million. The U.S. has 333 million people. So almost, obviously, there's people from outside of the U.S. But just to put that in perspective, that almost everybody in the U.S. follows her on Instagram. It's crazy to think. I mean,
how do we go from Brian Pillman to that?
I don't know. I don't know why. That's how my brain works sometimes.
Same, dude. Same.
Got this coffee in me. I think your options are limited. Maybe get a retro. We get a superstars. I mean, there's a lot of different lines you can go with. I mean, we saw what they did with Muhammad Ali, just kind of pumping him out. So,
oh fuck, give me a Bengals tights superstars
ultimate. Give me an white
cut off shirt or the ultimate. Yeah,
can they do a full Heart Foundation box set?
Oh my god,
without Owen,
it wouldn't be worth it. Without Owen,
oh fuck,
everybody right? but Owen.
Yeah, but we Natty have those impeccable Owens from AEW to put in there.
Put Natty in there instead. Put Tyson in there instead.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be good. Can we get a John Harbaugh college roommate 2-pack with him? University of Cincy. All right, let's go to what else we got going on here. Hacksaw Jim Duggan getting a Remco. I didn't see this from Powertown.
Powertown, baby.
Nice. Is it a hacksaw? Like, I guess maybe it was. But was he always called Hacksaw Jim Duggan, or was he just like Jim Duggan back in the day?
They have it labeled as Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh wow, he must have had that gimmick. I mean, he must have grown up with that fucking gimmick, man.
So that's Hacksaw John Studd right there. Is that what's gonna happen?
But it's black tights, like he's LJN.
Okay, that's cool.
White boots. I think it does come with a 2x4.
They have not said when these are going up for pre-order. They keep showing them off one by one, which is cool. But the face on these look good. I like the eyes. The eyes kind of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Those beautiful baby blues. Powertown. Steve from Powertown, friend of the podcast, doing big things. Got those Remcos coming out, and I think they said they're gonna release the names of their TNA. So are those TNA figures like the same scale as the Powertown, the regular Powertown figures?
Yeah.
That's cool. So
They need to get something out there, man. The Matt and Brian's are like very niche.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have over a year in between your regular series. They need to get something out there quick.
He did say that all the upcoming figures will have, I think, I forget what podcast he was on. Steve said all the upcoming figures will have a Diamond Collection version. So like basically an alternative, which is cool. Getting the most of your molds, you know, kind of thing.
Like also an upgrade, an up chase upgrade for each set. Yep. Yeah,
I like that idea a lot.
Pro Wrestling Tees, they blocked us on Instagram. They are coming out with a Abe Lincoln micro brawler. That's cool.
Is it?
Well, it is cool because I've always heard stories about him wrestling back in the day.
The fuck?
Which you never heard? No, seriously.
No, I know that I get, but what the fuck is this? Why? Yeah.
He's from Illinois.
Did they get the Lincoln rights from his estate? Is that what's
no happening? Idea? We need this like we need a hole in the head.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln Jr. signed off.
I'll be here all week.
Besides that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I've been waiting all night to make that joke.
Too soon, dude. Too soon, man. And he died in 1865.
This is a real thing, though, guys. This is a real thing. Yeah. I can't believe this. This was on Major Pod's Instagram. Well,
they're running out of people to make micro brawlers of, apparently.
Dude, Danhausen. Just, you know what? Now that I've seen Danhausen.
Now that I've seen the one strap singlet here, just get permission from It's Always Sunny and make their fucking wrestling personas. Give me the Trash Man, and I want the Birds of War.
Fuck yeah. God,
and Sweet D fucking doing the national anthem. Yes,
yeah, I would buy those in an instant. Instant.
Fuck yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how he was.
Birds of War, dude.
Abraham Lincoln was like 7 foot tall and like 100 pounds. How was he a wrestler?
Well, he was wrestling back then, dude.
We'll have to ask DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. God damn.
Okay. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's cool. I like the pose. I like the, like the,
are you talking about DJ from the Call Up podcast?
Yes, of course.
That, dude, that is where I go to for my wrestling news now. I love that show, dude.
They're posting, yeah, they post news before I even hear about it on Instagram. So,
yeah,
they're doing great stuff over there at the Call Up, for real.
That's it for news, guys. Anything else? I don't think anything.
Oh, I got shipping. Not that you guys care, because neither of you guys collect AEW figures. But I got shipping on my that Jamie Hayter that they like surprise dropped when they were all in London.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that and a weekly purchase will complete my set of shop AEWs. I guess that line is over after this. So, which is good because they're very overpriced and not that impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they go down. And I mean, you bought some cheap from like the TikTok account.
Didn't you? I picked a lot up. Yeah, very inexpensively. So.
So that's good. Yeah. That's good for you. Have something coming. Yeah, I can't think of any other news that has come out.
No Foco bobbleheads today to talk about.
Oh, man. That's why the week just feels like kind of.
How many foreign legions did you guys each
hold
order?
Hold on. Time out. I lied. I just went through their site. The price on this scares me a little bit. There's Foco? One that I would. There's two on here that maybe three. On here that I would like to get. Let me pull it up.
I just saw it too. There's 12 hours ago. They must know when we record the podcast. Are you about to talk about this?
Is it this?
Let me see. Yes, a 1980s mini bobblehead box set.
Oh, we knew about this, didn't we?
No, I don't know.
I mean, we probably didn't talk about it. I think so.
This was 12 hours ago. 12 hours ago, a legendary. Maybe they had talked about it before.
Yeah.
You need Elizabeth, Phil, for your Macho Man shelf.
No, I don't.
You have to buy the whole set.
So this is Bam Bam, Boss Man, Bobby Eaton. Sorry, no, Bobby Heenan. Sorry. Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Miss Elizabeth, Rick Rude, Mean Gene Okerlund, and Cowboy Bob Orton with sunglasses for some reason.
Have you guys ever seen the Dream Team that Greg Valentine brought Brutus Beefcake?
Yeah.
No.
Look at Greg the Hammer Valentine with those sexy bangs, dude.
What are you talking about?
It looks like your stepmom just came back from a trip to, I would just say, in the 80s, Asia. What is this?
Man, they have so many bobbleheads.
They have so many.
I'm trying to find that sexy.
One. Oh, wow.
Bruno Sammartino. Oh, look at this. Dream Team.
Is this still available? Greg the Lady Hammer Valentine. Yeah, it is still available.
He's wearing a kimono.
Three.
Greg the Gym Teacher Valentine. look at this close-up.
Wow. Brutus and the Chippendales out. This is awful.
I know what happens. I know that somebody at Foco watches Peacock, and then they set an alarm for 3 a.m, and whoever's on the screen when they wake up, they make a fucking bobblehead of them.
What's crazy is Foco makes a lot of like pro sports stuff, like MLB, yeah. NFL, NHL, NBA stuff, and like all kinds of stuff, not just bobbleheads. It's crazy.
Plaid overalls for teams, which are awful looking.
Slippers.
Yeah, we're never gonna get a sponsorship from them.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just shitting on everything they make.
I'm just scrolling on WWE's. So the Dudleys, that's right. The Dudleys are a pre-order because that's their first item under the Legends. There's 17 Roddy Pipers. There's Gorilla Monsoon, dude, in tights.
Yeah.
Just like you guys remember him. A very Black History Month celebrated Ultimate Warrior. Look at the tan on Ultimate Warrior.
Wow. Oh my gosh, he's super tan, dude. He's like a caramel wonder. I'm always a fan of like buying off-brand stuff, like, you know, if you're at the grocery store or something.
Your Kurt Angle baby doll, we know.
If you are a parent, don't ever buy any knockoff Lego brand ever. They have these stadium ones that are like the little tiny Lego pieces.
Yeah.
They're all garbage. They are all garbage. Your kid will break it and throw it away. He won't have fun with it. I bought those G.I. Joe like fake Legos.
Yeah.
For Christmas one year.
Oh, the Megas are no good or whatever they're called?
They're all, every one of them is awesome. Awful.
No, okay. Legos are like cereal. You got to go with the name brand.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just the best.
Oh, I kind of want the Wild Samoans here. I mean, they're not going to be $80 for bobbleheads, but...
Yeah. Well, go to foco.com, use promo code FIGCAVE to get 1% off.
0% off.
0%.
Yeah, well, revoked our discount code, so thanks, guys.
I would not hate that Bobby Heenan. If somebody wants to split this 80s box set, man. I would take the Heenan the Mean Gene if somebody wants to take the rest of them.
We did not talk about John Cena replacing Brock Lesnar on the cover of WWE 2K24. They've removed.
How come? Why this? I'm just kidding.
They removed for sex trafficking. They've removed him from the game. You can play, however, as Muhammad Ali, which I guess they're trying to shoehorn him into everything. But no Brock Lesnar, probably a good thing. I don't think we'll ever see another Brock Lesnar wrestling figure ever again, guys. It's definitely not another Vince McMahon.
Definitely not. I put my ultimate on eBay. My extra ultimate.
Ultimate Brock?
Yeah.
That's a good call.
It's getting some bids. Getting some bids. I did see gameplay of him in the game, though. I just don't know. I don't know if that was like, if it's been changed, like where they left him in the game, but they just took him off the cover. Oh. But kind of backing up a little bit, too. Maybe Brian Pillman ends up in the game, too.
Oh, that'd be sick. Oh, yeah. Man.
I saw that on some page, too. But game marks, maybe. But I think I'm buying this year's game, to be honest with you, like right when it comes out. I think I've seen enough where I'm like, I haven't bought one since, what was the last one I bought? 20? 20 was the last one I bought.
Wow. They've been good the last couple of years. Nash, I bought Nash last year's one. I think he's played it one time.
Once.
Yeah. Just Madden and FIFA now all day. That's all. That's it, which I can't really complain about.
Wait till he gets Fortnite.
No, he hasn't. I mean, all his friends play it, but you know, I'm putting the kibosh on that.
Pretty obsessed with the FOCO site now, guys.
It is a rabbit hole. I mean, you could literally
Baltimore Ravens anything. Men's plaid bib overalls, Phil. If you don't fucking wear these to preseason games next year, I don't know.
Why plaid though?
Why not?
Oh, there's a Super Bowl thematic Roman statue bobblehead based on this year's Super Bowl without any kind of team logos on it.
I want to see Phil out there with the overalls, and I want him in the mesh crop top jersey.
I got some fire shirts I've been buying some clothes specifically for a WrestleMania trip.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
this guy crushed the Roosevelt's free shipping,
wrestling and non wrestling. So,
all right,
be fun. Yeah, stay tuned. What was I about to say? Oh yeah, Patreon new members. Tom, who we got?
We got. Hold on, I gotta pull it up. Awesome. We got two. Jamie nice. Willis, who has been back and forth. He's been on and off, but he is a white meat baby face. So thank you.
Right. He's a 3POA pod, right?
What's that?
He's the host of the 3 Points of Articulation, right?
Yes, he is. From on the other side, on the other, across English the pond.
Oh, across all right. He is part of. Yeah, he is from the UK, so that makes sense. Awesome, thank you, Jamie. And Clown 13420. I got it.
That's our buddy Peter Jones, who I confirmed. So thank you for signing up, Petey Boy. Guys, the best way to support us is signing up for the Patreon. It starts at $1 per month. It's patreon.com/figcave. The first level is our white meat baby face. You get access to our Facebook group. You get a 15% off discount from our buddies at J&J Figures. You get entry into our giveaways, all kinds of cool stuff. It goes up to our mid-carders. We get our bonus episodes and YouTube content. And from there, it's our main eventers. You get all that stuff. You get stickers in the mail. You get to watch us do this podcast live. You get to guest host the podcast, which, I mean, I don't know if you guys listen to other podcasts, but if any of the podcasts I listen to let me jump on them and co-host them for $10, I would do that in a freaking heartbeat. You know,
we should probably start scheduling.
I'm gonna start finding podcasts that will let you hop in and host for.
Oh, dude! Oh man, please! That would be. That'd be a fun Patreon.
How long have you been a fan of Gilmore Girls? I'm not.
It's something something I just know nothing about. Oh, that would be great. And I have to BS my way through it. Like a Golden Girls podcast or something.
But have like Tom come here and like fine tune all my audio, so it's like I'm super high production for their pod. Like
This month's Patreon giveaway too is a Ringside Collectibles Hook exclusive, and a $25 credit to JandJFigures.com.
So there you go.
Thanks, you guys can get teas.
Yeah, you guys can get extra entries by supporting our sponsors, J&J, Ringside, Homage, Figure Collections. Just shoot one of us a screenshot of your orders, and we'll give you an extra entry for each order. So Alex Lanham, by the way, just sent me a couple from J&J.
Oh, nice.
Also, real quick, sorry, while we're on the news, Figure Collections, Sabu came in. They should be shipping the uncensored one that Cello was supposed to do over 2 years ago. One day we'll have Jack on and we'll talk about all the bullshit with Cello. But Epic Toys got it done. Jack got a bunch of them from the deal or what. I don't know all the ins and outs, but Jack's got a bunch of them. So if you ordered through Figure Collections, they'll be shipping out the next couple of days.
Sweet.
Any extras will be up on shop.figurecollections.com. Use Fig Cave for 10% off.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Nice. Got something from Epic Toys in my weekly purchases. I did forget to talk about our buddy Mitch from Grapplers and Gimmicks did show off a Waylon Mercy kind of a more detailed drawing of that figure he has coming out. So that's a retro style figure. So a little tidbit for the news. Yeah. So that's an awesome giveaway.
Put a random filter on that may have warped.
No, that turned it into us. That 70s show character. No, didn't do that.
Did you watch his video with Coco Beware though?
I did not.
Coco was so uncomfortable there.
Coco does not like Hastel.
They were together and like in the same.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave him the he showed him the prototype, and then Coco's mad he couldn't keep it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man. I like you better on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
But pretty bad. It was pretty funny. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for weekly purchases, gentlemen?
Ooh, I am. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. I got a lot.
Okay. Good.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
All right, my favorite part of the episode is our weekly purchases. This is brought to you in part by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGK for 10% off there. You got a lot, Tom. You start if you got a lot. We can kind of pepper each other in. I don't have too much. I don't know about Nikki boy.
All right. Well, let me start with some Lucy's I got here. I got to reach over.
Lucy's so gross.
I got a couple Lucy's because I'm a grown-ass man that opens my toys. A couple for the Ultimate Warrior collection here. I got his latest basic from Wrestling Collector Shops eBay. Ooh, I don't know what number basic or what number. I don't know what number this is for the basic line, but. And then from Philip Gentile.
Oh, government name. Shit.
Sorry, the hot take kid. Lost one of his tassels, though. Where the fuck did that go? Ultimate Warrior. This is like the Royal Rumble, right? Royal Rumble edition elite.
So that's a great figure.
I love that figure. I love that it has the face with the no paint. Yeah. And then I got Macho Man Defining Moments from Russell LaPresti. No, not Russ. Is it LaPresti? That's WrestleMania Productions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I got that from him.
Is he in our group?
No, I think I got it from another Facebook group.
He's good. He's a good dude though.
Yeah.
Bought from him before.
100%.
You get a good price on that?
Yeah. $30, $25.
Oh, wow.
Something like
when
that.
J&J was brand new and whatnot, I got that in like mock for like $32. It was just early whatnot that J&J like
building
I talked
brand.
About this. It was like, you know, it's building the brand, taking a little bit of a loss. I mean,
yeah.
Or you know, basically on what they could have sold it for on eBay or something like that. But
yeah. Phil was nice enough to include some crab chips.
Bradshaw? Oh, I thought you finally got Bradshaw.
Bradshaw? Oh, no, no.
And some Royal Farms. You got to wait for that. Cheese curls, Chesapeake Bay crab season. I'll bust these out during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Take your blood pressure medicine before you eat those, man. They're very salty.
Also got the Steiner Brothers Bell to Bell from Ringside Collectibles.
Nick's are going in the mail soon. Don't worry, Nick.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I grabbed another Hogan 3-pack. Shout out to Dan Christensen. He delivers bread, and he was at Target and hid this for me, and it was like 2 weeks before I could get there, and it was still hidden. So
what?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Sometimes
I would just hide stuff now just to see how long I can go and find it.
I'd do that too sometimes. Yeah.
Logan did that with like some NASCAR like Hot Wheels cars. He was like, I just want to see how long they'll stay hidden. He hid one for when me and him went back there because Heather wouldn't buy it for him for some reason. I forget why. And then so he's like, well, I'm going to hide it for when me and Dad come back. And it was still there. And then he's like, I'm going to try to hide another one, just see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
So, and then, I know, Nick, you got yours too. I opened mine already. But I got my Ric Flair big rubber guy.
This thing looks beautiful, dude.
This thing is legit. This is my first big rubber. It's legit. It is legit. 100%. Also, shout out to Kanick, because my package did come a little damaged, and he's going to send me a new clamshell for it. So I love that they have the packaging where you can just if you want to take it out, if you want to keep, throw it back in the package, whatever you want to do, they make it super easy.
Yeah, so I had to kind of see. I wanted to know what it felt like, and explore it for a minute. I was like, all right.
It's heavy. I feel like I could hurt somebody with it.
Yeah, it's like King Kong Bundy heavy, but you could. It's not like first degree assault, but like fifth degree assault. Yeah,
it's gonna sting. It's gonna sting.
One of those are selling on eBay. The latest one sold for $175. One sold 2 days ago for $300. So, people, I can't believe it happens. Every time there's a pre-order for something, people miss out and then pay big bucks. They just did a pre-order for the Macho Man, which I got, the British Bulldogs. People are loving these, and I think the audience that sees these when they go for pre-order is not huge. It's not the entire wrestling community. So I feel like if you grab these and you can make a quick buck on these, man, really.
To your point, I have a local friend who collects, and he's not a huge major pod fan. He just collects like the old school guys. Uh-huh. And he got the Demolition ones. He didn't know that Flair, Slaughter, who's the third? Oh, and Jannetty even came out.
Yep.
I sent him the website, and he's like, oh, man, these Bulldogs look great, but they're sold out already. I'm like, yeah, dude, you got to be on them. They only do like a 2-week, 3-week pre-order.
Yep.
So I sent him the link for Duggan and Magnum. I'm wondering if the prices stay the same, like as ridiculous on the secondary market with Hacksaw and Magnum having a month-long pre-order instead of the 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, they're also not.
I think that window's still there, though. Like, there's, people are always going to miss out on them. So,
yeah. Just to wrap things up with my weekly purchases, Palmart coming through. I got the rest of the Monday Night War collection: Undertaker, Scott Hall, Stone Cold, Steve Austin.
Back into collecting.
So I had to go buy a new shelf at IKEA this week.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, I did get this in the mail. I'm not thrilled with this, to be honest with you. I thought this is the WrestleMania 10 set. I thought I was going to love this a lot more. I don't hate it. Shout out to Amazon. Mine did come a little damaged, a little bend right here.
Yeah.
And a little rip, right on this very small, but it's there.
Enough
for me to notice. Yeah. But it came in a shipper. Like, I don't know how this happened. And again, listening to Major Pod, there is a lot to complain about. I don't want to bury the whole thing.
Inaccuracies you're talking about?
Yeah, like the belt has the new logo on it, on the side. Razor looks like fake Razor a little bit. Mm. And then just like
Rick Bogner.
Yeah. Then just comparing it to like the Ultimate, I'm like, I think I'm just all set with the Ultimate, to be honest with you. I have the regular and I have the Chase, and I think those are the only two Razors I need. Even I love Razor, but I don't think I need this set.
Before you put that back in there, I don't like how the back of that thing is just a brown cardboard. Like,
oh, this, yeah.
Fancy that up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
I think you're supposed to keep the box like surrounding both sides. Yeah.
Yeah, you could like keep it like this, you know, and then put the other side in. So the X, I don't know. So part of me said just keep it like this. But then I'm like, why do I want to keep all that plastic on my shell? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. So
I ordered two because I was like, even if they use the shippers, like I've seen people get fucked up in the shippers.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they'll put the two shippers in a box. And that's what happened. But still, one of them just took. They're just sitting on pallets, dude. If they're on the bottom, they're taking weight. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
One is not as nice of a box as the other one.
Oh, cool. I just noticed, too. Mine's got like a white, not rip, but like imperfection on top, too. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I loved the idea of this set, but now that I have it in my hand, I'm like, I really don't know if I need this. So, and it's sold out on Amazon, so I might just throw it up on the eBay or in the group or something, but we'll see.
Yeah.
To be continued.
If that wasn't one of my favorite matches, I have it too, and I'm like, they're not going to be in my new gen collection because I have ultimates in there of both those guys. Yep. It doesn't display super, like, you know, just sideways on the shelf. You just see either Razor or Sean, but that is one of my favorite matches ever. So
mine too, but I'm still just like, yeah. I don't know.
I think it's cool if you ever did a full like new gen ring setup.
Yeah. Like if you put them in the middle.
I'd put them towards a bit like a focal point, either middle or slightly towards the back. That if you have guys around them and shit like that, would be cool. But
that is true.
Yeah, why is Sean higher? He didn't win.
No.
That's the only dumb thing that bothers me about him. Like, yo, Razor won.
He's
like,
probably shorter, so that probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The guys on Major Pod pointed out that this is not Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 10. This is Shawn Michaels from like WrestleMania 12.
Yeah.
On the side of the box. I would have never noticed that if they didn't say that, to be honest with you. But
I wouldn't have noticed it either, but you can tell because his hair is a little bit darker. He was going for more of the blonde, you know, he's kind of transitioning.
Yep. But that's it for me. Pretty big week. Hopefully, I did get shipping confirmation that my Macho Major Bendy is shipped from Wrestling Collector Shop. The one I think last week.
You got one for me, right?
No, not the exclusive. The one you just
they
got.
They have the regular. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
When's that coming? That should be soon, right?
It should. I would think that would be soon.
By some pictures, it looks like there's going to be even more Macho Man coming.
Ooh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a Slim Jim look. There was like a Hasbro looking one, Hasbro looking one.
That's the Hasbro looking one is the. Or are you talking about like green trunks?
Green tassels and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Where's our figure collections? Bone crunching Macho.
Good question.
We get an update on that from Jack.
Slime? Absolutely. I'll text him right now.
It doesn't. Well, it's probably earlier there. I'm going to go real quick, Nick. I got one thing. In the Asylum Facebook page, they were selling this $16 shipped. Yeah. $16 shipped. This is a Atom Bomb Epic Toys. This thing, okay. I don't know if you can see it here. And I haven't held all these, I haven't bought any Mitch Grapplers and Gimmicks. This thing looks like a Hasbro. It does not have any kind of waistband or anything like that. It doesn't have any action. The arms do move up and down. But I'll post a picture in the Facebook group. It's got the shine of a Hasbro perfectly. I don't know if... Did you get your Barbarian in... what do you call it? From Epic Toys, Nick?
Powers of Pain?
No, I didn't. No.
Powers of Pain? No. I mean, this looks really good. So, $16 shipped. And the guy was only in Virginia, so it was, you know... He could have drove it over here, but I've been trying to be a good boy. And there's also nothing. We got to talk about this. The shelves at Facebook, I mean, Target and Walmart are just fucking bare. There's nothing. Nothing.
Where's the new wave of superstars with the Andre the Giant, Doink the Clown? I forget who else.
I thought they were on our way. Nick Christian from the Major Pod. He found his in Jersey.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, they'll be here soon. That was 3 or 4 weeks ago. But then I had my store put out 4 sets of the Hogan, Piper, Vader, Captain Lou set. 4 sets, all blue boots.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I was like, what the fuck? Jeez. I was like, blue boots. But I already have traded for them. I didn't need them. So I got one extra just to have it. But
That's good. Mm. I went to a random Walmart. I forget where I was, and they had like three sets of the Hall, Nash, and Shawn Michaels, like randomly.
Oh,
like, where did these come from? Those were freaking a year and a half ago.
Those were sitting in the gardening section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the where I found the Rick Rude for Tom and Chad Miller, like I was like, I'm looking in the garden section. I see four boxes stacked, and I was like, oh, I wonder what set it is. Oh shit, it's the Rock Rick Rude. And well, luckily, two people needed the Rude, so I went over there and ripped them open and put them back. Otherwise,
perfect, perfect.
Is it you got to get a picture. I'd like to see the atom bomb next to the other ones, next to just a regular Hasbro.
Okay,
because the scale is good and everything too.
I mean, as far as in my hand, yeah, it feels like it might be a little bit tall. Let me do that while you start your weekly purchases. Okay. Now
I also got the Flair BRG. Mine is sitting on eBay. Let's see what happens. If I sell it, I sell it. If I don't, I'm happy to have it. My shell came a little just scuffed.
Dude, just shoot Canik. I always say Canik. Canik a message. He said just email him, and he said it might be a little while. They're in Toy Howe this week, and but he'll get it. He'll get it out to us.
Mine was like, if I move it, I move it. Whatever. That's it doesn't matter to me. You know. What else? Oh, using a alternate TikTok account just so I could help finish the set. To finish my story of shop AEWs, I got the Eddie Kingston.
Oh man, for
a good price.
What was the price, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, 30 shipped.
50 on their site, right?
Yeah, 50 on the site. TikTok, as a new user, will always have like 40% off, up to $20. So,
all right.
If you find something you like, I got from Whatnot, the other Steiner set from Bell to Bell.
Nice. Yeah. That's the one I got. Oh wait, no. You got
nobody else bid. The guy just wanted $20. I'm pretty sure he got him free from ringside.
It was on eBay.
It was on Whatnot. He was selling on Whatnot. So 20, and then I think it was like six shipped. So 25, 26, which is way less than than the eBay, than the the website ringside site. So I also got the WrestleMania 11, and then I did grab, just to finish this legend set. With them on sale and with me getting some price adjustments on a gift card, I finished off Jimmy Hart and Andre. And I still have to meet up with listener Mark to get my Andre chase. He grabbed it for me. He was out.
Oh, cool.
He didn't want it. So
don't you love how Andre looks like he's milking his tits in that picture?
Hey. Mm. Hey. Ooh, and I sent some stuff into here tied up for the Hogan signing.
Nice. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Nice. Debating about this extra 3-pack I got. I opened the other one and I'm like, what am I going to do with this extra one? I just like the way it looks, though.
Their pricing was odd because I emailed and I said, hey, are you guys going to do anything special for the 3-pack? And I think I talked about this last week, but they're going to sign it for $450. They give you a 3-pack. You don't have to send yours in.
Mm.
And you get two autographs, which I'm assuming is Hollywood and regular Hulk. But if there's three figures, I want them all signed. Not that I know how to sign it three different ways, but.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. I passed on that. I'm just gonna get my last ultimate done, and then I sent in a 3-pack for somebody else.
Nice.
They just want one single signature on it. So yeah, I think that's it. Did I buy anything else? I hope not.
Sorry, Zoe.
Yeah, sorry, Zoe.
He's been good. We're gonna have boots on the ground at the Squared Circle Expo. Tom, you'll be there as well as Mike Lanham. That's the week before WrestleMania. And then obviously all of us will be at WrestleMania. We got a place. We got tickets. We're going to WrestleCon. We're going to tailgate. We're going to have some cheesesteaks. I had a good idea for our Patreon episode. We're going to get a native Philadelphian.
I think so.
We'll ask him how to say that word. And he's going to tell us which bars to go to, who has the best cheesesteaks, what's the best breweries, what are the tourist traps we should avoid, where we should go. All basically a Philly 101, and to help you guys, because if you've never been there, or you know you're only there for a couple of days, you don't want to be stuck going to Sbarro's for lunch. So
I don't hate Sbarro's. I'm just saying,
I don't think I've had Sbarro's, man, since in the 90s.
It is almost $5 a slice there.
What?
God. Yeah. Like, I think West Farms Mall is like one of the last ones left.
Dude, they're all over 95 on the rest. Oh,
the rest. I mean, if the rest, if you're counting rest areas, yeah, it, even those, yeah, it's like $5 a slice.
I used to love the bar they had. Like, they could get like stuffed shells and like all kinds of different stuff. Yeah. You know, yeah.
I think the ones
it was classy in there too. It looked classy.
Best pizza in New York. I think the ones in on the like on the rest stop still have those. The
full
bars
service.
Yeah.
Get hepatitis, but whatever.
Whatever. Hey.
Yeah. You live and you learn. Yeah. I don't know if what I'm gonna have. I don't know if I have anything coming in the next week or so. How about this? This is also off topic. Got this new printer, right? Off Amazon. It was fine. It's not like what I wanted, but whatever.
A thermal one or like a real printer?
No, real like printer, like a no, you know, 8x11 printer.
Gross.
I signed up for some like ink thing where like it's like $2 a month. You get to, you don't have to pay for ink. They send it to you.
HP Smart?
I was going to say, is it HP?
Yeah.
What a freaking racket this is, man. After you hit like 10 bucks or 10 pages printed, it literally, I thought something was wrong with my printer. I didn't read all the fine print or something. It just stopped printing. I would have to go to a higher plan or, because some months I print two pieces of paper.
You want
to
do the $5 one because you get rollover. That's what I have.
I just bought the cartridge for like $38 from Amazon. It'll last me a year, probably more.
You think that?
And then I can't, and then I don't have to mess with like, you know, I just print stuff for work. I don't do anything in color. I mean, I literally print like 5 pages a month, but it was just like, how do they turn off? Like, they were able to turn off my printer. My printer cartridges would not work until because at first I canceled. I was like, okay, I'll get a couple free cartridges and then I'll just cancel because I get a month free trial.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's wrong with my printer? Why isn't it working? And like, I read back the email, like, oh shit, somehow they have like a microchip in there that'll like turn it off. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Mine shit the bed, like as far as like the internet connection. And it was like, needs update. It was like, well, that's your fault. Like if the shit doesn't work. And I called the troubleshoot and they were like, we can sell you a new printer for, they tried to give me some deal. I was like, or I can just go to fucking Walmart and buy the cheapest one they have for $60.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll last,
which is, you know, what I'm going to do.
I just had to do that with my dad. He was like, my printer's saying I need to change the printer head. And I'm like, I don't know how to fucking do that. Like, let's just go to, he said Best Buy. I'm like, let's just go to fucking Target or Walmart and get you a new printer. And he's like,
printers are cheap now.
Yeah, he got one for $65. But I vented to you guys in the group chat about fucking setting that thing up. That was, like you said, to quote you, what a racket that was.
Yeah.
My dad didn't know his Wi-Fi password, and then the next day he's like, printer's not working, I need help, can you come over? Sure, dad, let me spend my last week not working just catering to you and doing your fucking printer. I love you, you're not listening
for years. What's your dad printing? What is your dad printing on Black Friday?
What's that? What'd you say, Nick?
No, just for years, I would just go on Black Friday, buy whatever printer was on sale, and I'd throw away whatever. Even if it was working, I'd just throw away whatever one I had.
Oh, that's good. It's good for the environment. Yeah. What is your dad printing?
He prints all his bank stuff.
Oh, God.
You can just leave that on there.
Does he have a checkbook ledger that he balances still?
He's a big cash guy, so I don't know.
Oh.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, Janice Thompson still has her ledger for...
He probably does. My mom does. My mom still writes. I might have told this story before. My mom will not get Venmo or PayPal or any of that stuff. She, every time she does, like, you know, something for Logan for like fundraising, I'll write you a check. Like, Ma, literally check. The last time she did that, I literally like just scanned it on the mobile bank app while I was at her house and handed it right back to her. She never has cash. I'm just like, what the fuck, Mom? I can't wait for my kid to complain about all the shit I do.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. My mother, forever. First of all, was for like, I won't help her anymore with her phone shit because I go, hey, you know, me, your other son, your daughter in law, we all have iPhones. Just go get an iPhone.
Yep.
Well, I went. She comes back with a Droid. Well, I went, and the guy said the Droid would be easier to use. I said, I can't help you with it.
No.
I don't know how to use a Droid. I was like, but I'm glad you trust this guy you just met at fucking Wireless Zone. Yeah. With your cell phone. Smart.
Dude, he had a commission. He had a commission. Yeah, on that.
I was like, it's because he gets a bigger commission selling a Droid. Yeah. She's like, So she refuses. Now spitefully, she won't get an iPhone because she thinks she knows better. Okay. And then I go, well, why don't you just get Venmo? I said, that'd be real easy to if you have to send money back and forth. Oh, no, I don't need that. Goes away for a weekend with, like, my cousin in New York. You know what? I downloaded Venmo. It's so easy just to settle a check up with each other.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Like, magic.
I love you, but you are an asshole. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's how I feel about my dad.
Come on. Come on, Janice. Grow up.
He did that same thing with the phone. We all went and got new phones. We're like, Dad, we'll put you on our plan. It's cheap enough. Like, don't worry about it. Oh, the Samsung is free. The Samsung Android one is free. I'll just get that one. I'm like, get an iPhone. We'll pay for it. Whatever. I don't care because I know how to fix it if you fuck something up.
Yeah.
No. I'm good with this. I'm good with this. Now, literally every time we see him, hey, this came up on my phone. What do I do with that? I don't fucking know.
Yep.
I don't know. And he does it. Look, this all of a sudden we got into a parenting bitch session here. But he fucking like, can you hear that? That's how my dad uses his phone.
Taps the phone like it's gonna crack it.
Yeah, you can like hear him hitting his phone. I'm like, you're gonna fucking break your finger on your goddamn phone.
I had a bar in Manchester, South Windsor there, and we had one of those the micro system before it became like obviously before the iPad, everybody got tablets and somebody much cooler, but. One girl would ring up drinks with a pen, the tip of a pen, on the fucking screen. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you have fingers, right?
Yeah.
Stupid.
There's a girl at Pizza Shoppy that does that. I went and took a pen out of their cup a couple weeks ago. She's like, no, you can't take that. The end of it has a stylus on it. That's what I use to tap all my stuff into the orders. You got to take a different one. I was like, oh my God, all right. She's like, there's only a few of those. So
in particular, man.
Did she at least unplug her Zune so you could use the audio into the bar?
Dude, I had a Zune. I fucking loved it. I loved my Zune.
That's such a funny reference in Guardians. The whole Guardians thing with having to listen to music. I love that.
Yep.
Like, can you buy a Zune on eBay? They're probably expensive on eBay now. Huh?
Dude, old school iPod. I have a friend who fucking swears by the old school iPod. And he's always asking me like keep an eye out for him or whatever on, you know, Facebook groups or whatever. And they're fucking expensive for the old school regular iPod. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I still have a Shuffle.
Yeah.
The little tiny one. That's like the size of
the one that just like, it was like a clipboard. Yeah.
The no screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It held like 200 songs. It was good for like the gym and you could lose.
Dude, I had the original. What was it? Rio had an MP3 player. You remember those?
Oh no!
You could put 16. It was like the first. It was $180. You could put 16 songs
until I
put a memory card and like tripled the like.
My God.
And then I broke the cable when I moved to Hawaii. The same 50 songs for 1 year straight.
What was on there? Disturbed.
A lot of Audio Slave.
Slave. Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Nice. And then who was it? The Used and somebody the Under Pressure, the remake.
Oh fuck!
My Chemical Romance. Is.
Yeah, yep.
My Chemical Romance.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out Michael Puma.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a 30 seconds. Or is he 30? Yeah, 30 seconds. Oh,
30 seconds to Mars?
The 30 seconds to La Puma. Something like that. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I think we've talked about our parents. We've talked about food. Yeah. We've talked about the Connecticut infrastructure. We've done
this
a good
job. This is the report you're supposed to have at the beginning of the show.
For you, the time of non-wrestling talk, which is good because this is the doldrum time. As we get closer to WrestleMania, they're going to have a ton of different reveals coming out.
We're going
to
talk about how empty the stores, the shelves were. We can't find a fucking thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else is there to talk about there?
We covered it.
People are finding the new AEW set in stores, so that's good. I need that Penta Obscuro or something.
I need that Brody King.
I need none of them.
Yeah.
Once I get that Penta, I will do a YouTube unboxing of every single AW Pentagon figure. I think I have 7 or so of them now, 6 or 7. I'm going to unbox them all, get them out. I think they're too cool looking, too toyetic to have in the package. I got too many collections in the package. I need some loosey-goosey. So
they are going to be at the big event, though, if you want one of them signed.
Mm. Oh, don't say that.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's gonna
right
be
before
at,
Mania. Right before Mania,
WrestleCon too.
You said you bought your WrestleCon ticket, right?
I did. I had to get one for my kid because my wife says, and I think it was like six and under get in for free. I was like, can Nash pass for a 6 year old? She's like, no. He's like almost, yeah. He's almost nine now.
That's tough too, because like you want to say yes, but then like, what if you get to the door and they're like, nah.
Yeah, we're sold out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nash, get in the fucking stroller. Get in the stroller, Nash.
Poop your pants right now.
Oh, man.
Lugging a stroller around WrestleCon just to save $40. Great.
Just to save $41.
Can't wait for me and Nash to be the only sober ones there all weekend.
I don't think I'm going to drink too much, especially if Mike Lanham comes. I'll be with you and Mike and my son, three people that don't drink. I guess I'll have Nikki there with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't care if you drink around me. It's not.
I know you don't. I know you don't. Oh, we didn't talk about the freaking start time moving to 6:30. That's great for us.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I was going to bring that up, and I was wondering if that has anything to do with like Rock and Roman and Cody and this whole thing. I was wondering if it had anything to do with that, but it's like right around that same time I got the email about the time change. So
I don't think so, because I remember most WrestleManias usually start kind of like daylight for the first hour or so, right? I mean, I guess by April.
Yeah, remember how cool Undertaker's entrance looked at that San Francisco one?
Oh yeah. with the buzzards at WrestleMania 9 in Vegas. Noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was stupid. But yeah, I'm excited as a dad with that dad time. I think I'll be done by 10 o'clock.
11.
Back it'll to be the 11. Place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6:30 is like when we'll get like a dark match or something. 7 o'clock, it'll go live. And then it'll be done by 11, I bet.
And we'll probably sit in the parking lot and just listening to old WWE theme songs for an hour while we wait for all the cars to go out.
Yep.
The original Mania theme. Dear, dear, dear.
Oh, that's a great song.
All right. Great song.
All right. That's it.
All right.
Peace Patreon out. Subscribers, this Friday, 3 recipes from one from each of us. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but we're going to do some dips. What do you got? What do you got planned, Nick? You want to let the people know?
I haven't really thought about it yet.
Okay. Well, don't know.
Something. Yeah. Thanks for putting me on the fucking spot, though. Son of a bitch.
I'm going to for you guys to make. I'm going to do my street corn dip that I didn't do last week. Street corn dip turned out pretty good. It was way too much. I should have half the recipe, but my mistake will be your gain, guys. It was pretty delicious.
You don't want to use sweet corn. That's what I realized. You don't want to use a sweet corn.
Or no, cream corn.
Yeah.
You want to use that Southwest corn. Yes. All right. That's it, guys. For Tommy Paradise and Nikki Choke, this is the Hot Take Kid. Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the Fig Cave. Follow us on X at Cave Fig. And always make sure to do something with your
merch store coming soon.
Merch store. Yep. When you go to the bathroom, you got to do something. Nick, say the thing.
Oh, wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, baby. Wash your hands.
Nick, do the thing. Do the thing, Nick. Nick, do the thing.
See ya.
And wave like Marley.